Exercise 8, page 18.
1. You hear a man and a woman discussing the woman's plans.
You're going to college in the autumn, aren't you, Louise?
No, I'm not. I've decided to take a gap year first instead. I'm going to be volunteering.
Don't you fancy backpacking round the world?
I want to do something more important. Teaching English in a poor country will mean I'm really helping.
Well, I'm proud of you.
2. You hear two friends talking about a wedding.
Did you get Todd's invitation? Weren't those colours just strange?
Oh, I don't know. To me, it's better than those boring beige or white ones. But did you see where it is? Out in the Caribbean.
I know. Don't they get that some people aren't made of money? I bet Duncan won't manage.
He's going to have to. Didn't you hear? He's best man. Can you believe it?
Duncan? Best man? Now I've heard it all.
3. You hear a news report.
And the firstborn this new year is Felix Cobb, who came into the world at 10 seconds past midnight today. The happy parents, Michael and Sandra Cobb, are actually from the USA, but were in the UK on holiday when Sandra went into early labour. They have requested not to be interviewed, but did release a statement that said, "We are over the moon to welcome our Felix into the world on this New Year's Day. He is happy and healthy and looking forward to meeting his brother and sister. Our congratulations to the Cobb family on their new arrival."
4. You hear a couple talking about a holiday.
Just think, tomorrow we get on the plane and then, poof, it's all over.
I just can't believe it. I never want to leave this place.
Well, the food wasn't that great in my opinion.
The food was magnificent. And what a view we had from our hotel room. It made up for how small it was.
It certainly looked bigger in the brochure.